WFP says the four cargo vessels loaded with food items had 13 crew members on board. The convoy was headed to Malakal and Melut towns in Upper Nile State to deliver aid to people displaced by floods. Matthew Hollingsworth, WFP's country director for South Sudan, says the food convoy fell into an ambush on the Nile River Monday afternoon in Lagos State.
Four boats that were attacked in the afternoon, those two Shambay North in Lake State, and that in that ambush, one of the vessels was sunk, losing the food that was loaded on the vessel. It seems, unfortunately, one of the crew members was hit by gunfire and is now missing and sadly presumed killed.
Hollingsworth says three crew members sustained gunshot wounds and listed in a stable condition at a nearby hospital. He says the vessels were carrying 225 metric tons of food intended for thousands of people displaced by recent floods in Upper Nile State.
That's enough food to feed more than 14,000 people for a month. That was what was being delivered. Unfortunately, the vessel that sank had 50 tons of food on the vessel, which is now completely lost. But we've not been able to continue the deliveries to Malakal because obviously the crews themselves are badly affected by the attack. And so we will redirect those commodities elsewhere.
For now, Hollingsworth says the WFP has suspended the use of food boat convoys on the Nile until they are confident that the perpetrators of Monday's attack are found and held accountable. He says persistent attacks on aid workers and humanitarian convoys only make the already deteriorating humanitarian situation in South Sudan worse.
Every act of violence against humanitarian workers, be they transporting or delivering humanitarian assistance around the country, it slows down our work, it makes our work harder to do, and it has a serious impact on South Sudanese citizens. And sadly, sort of senseless attacks are quite frequent, not always on the World Food Program, but on other humanitarian organizations.
Whether they are on the river, on the roads, or traveling in remote parts of the country, they always hinder the ability of humanitarians to save lives or change lives, said Hollingsworth. He is calling on the South Sudan government and authorities to end conflict in the country and respect humanitarian workers and enable them to have unimpeded access to the South Sudanese people who are in desperate need of humanitarian support. Helen Nedohu, head of the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or UN OCHA, condemned the attack and called on the government to ensure that similar attacks don't happen again. South Sudan Humanitarian Affairs Minister Peter Mayan Majungdit condemned the incident and says the entire unity government takes responsibility for the attack, no matter who the perpetrators are.
Whoever has those forces there that have committed such kind of actions, so whether the forces belong to the IO, whether the forces belong to SOA, or the forces belong to the government, we all take the blame because we have formed a government and we have committed ourselves to the people of South Sudan.
Mayan says the government is investigating the attack and remains committed to protecting humanitarian workers.
It has also come to the notice of the president. I met the Minister of Presidency, the Presidential Affairs, yesterday, and we discussed the matter with him. And we will continue to make sure that at least we foster and strengthen our security system so that at least humanitarian workers, and when they are delivering humanitarian assistance and work, they are protected.
Hollingsworth says the WFP does not know who attacked the aid convoy. Lagos State authorities say they are not aware of any attack on humanitarian convoy on the River Nile. Mayor Mo, press secretary in the office of the governor, says Lagos State does not have people stationed along the Nile.
We have not received any report regarding that attack. But personally, what I know, we legislators have no people along the River Nile in general. Because you understand the crisis between legislators and Jonglei. People fought along the Nile, and then the national government took over the responsibility of the Nile by bringing the forces from Juba. And then they were deployed on the Nile. From that time up to now, Lagos State, as it is today, has never got any people along the River Nile.
UN OCHA says some 800,000 people have been affected by flooding in South Sudan since July. It says 37 counties, or nearly half of the country, has been affected by floods. Many areas are still underwater, and people are unable to tend to their lands or livestock, according to UN OCHA. The UN agency says some 368,000 people have been displaced, and of that number, women and children are the most affected. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.